Okay. Alafay Shchayran even over Binyus Shaloyim Kiyolei Keder Kiyoy Shlema. I just want to introduce this with a medrash, which I think is very psychologically very powerful, very very powerful insight in psychology. One of the droshes they make on this is Shchayra Anivinova. Afal pi shenova ani be'enei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, adayin shchayra ani be'enei. Lachora, that means that even though I know that I'm beautiful in the eyes of Hashem, in my own eyes I'm still ugly. So I said, what's the pshat?
Where's that?
it's a medrash. If you find it, you know where you can find it? The Torah Tmima on Shir HaShirim brings that down. That's probably where I saw it years ago. But I quote it ever since. So the pshat is like this. A person can know that the Bnei Olam, Bnei Olam is the beauty contest judge. He's the ultimate judge, right? If he says you're nova, you're beautiful, so what's wrong with you? It seems that for a person to develop confidence in himself, you know, to recognize his beauty, to recognize his qualities, he has to discover it himself. Even the knowledge that by the ultimate authority on beauty, the ultimate judge of the beauty contest.
We're talking about spiritual beauty or
what? Donald Trump?
Whatever it's talking about, but it's shaykh, such a psychological mitzius that I know intellectually from the ultimate source that I'm good, and in my eyes I could still be that way. And therefore, you hear? No, this is a very important piece of psychology. Therefore, it's very important to give people the opportunity to discover themselves, to discover their qualities, to discover their strengths, to discover their capabilities, because otherwise you could tell it to them from today till forever. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the ultimate. He says, Nova Afal Pisha Nova Aniba, I know I'm Nova Beini HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So a person has to discover things. That's very important. Okay, let's see Rashi. Atem Rayoisai, you my friends, Al Ekal Beinechem, don't look lightly towards me. Don't take me lightly. Afim Azovani Ishi Mipnei Shachus Shebi. My husband has left me because of my blackness, yeah? In his eyes, I'm black. I'm not beautiful. I'm not good. I'm bad. That's why he left me, right?
You mean don't take me lightly?
What?
What do you mean don't take me lightly?
Don't be mezalzel in me just because my husband threw me out, or because he has forsaken me because of my shachrus. It's only skin deep. It's only suntan.
On the surface.
V'nova ani bechituch evorim noim, and I'm beautiful with the shape of my bodily organs. Im ani shechoyer keolei kedor, if I am black like the tents of Kedor, I guess the tents of Kedor were constantly exposed to the sun, so they became black. Hamashchirim mipnei hakshom or mipnei hakshomim, they're blackened because of the rains. I'm sorry. Shehem prusim tomid b'midboros, for they're always spread out in the midboros in the wilderness, and I guess it rains a lot. I don't know. Kalo ani lehischabes, I am easily cleaned. Liyos ki riyos shloimai, the riyos shloimai were clean, were beautiful. That the mikdash they hung. So even though I'm black ke ole kedor, I'm kiriyoy shleimoy, I can be cleaned. Okay, so this lady who's been estranged from her husband, her husband left her, she says, don't take me lightly, because whatever the ugliness that you may see in me, it's only surface, it's only sunburn, it's only something which eventually can be cleaned up, okay? And if I'm as black as the Ole Kedor, I can be cleaned. Kalanile hiskabis, I'm easily cleaned. Liyos ki roi shlema, to be like roi shlema. Dugmo hizu, oimeres Knesset Yisrael umais. Again, the Knesset Yisrael is speaking to the nations of the world. Okay, what? That's the Klal Yisrael. That's one of the ways I refer to Klal Yisrael. The Knesset, a Knesset is a place where people lichnos, to gather in. It's a place of gathering. the gathering of Israel to speaks to the Umais. maybe it represents speaking like in one voice, because we're kanus, maybe, I don't know. Anyway, shcheir ani b'masai, I am taka ugly in my actions. V'nova ani b'masai avoisai, but the masai avoisai, the actions of my ancestors remain beautiful. V'af b'masai, even my own actions, yesh mehem noim, some are beautiful. Yesh bi im yesh bi oven ho egel. Yeah, I take have an ugly sin of oven ho egel. Yesh bi keneg dos chus kabbalas hatoyro. I have keneg that kabbalas hatoyro. Now that's very interesting, because kabbalas hatoyro came first.
Well, we're after both.
What? Who? Kabbalah Satorah came first.
What does it mean?
What?
Like, so, what's it saying?
So, don't write me off as bad, because for all the bad that I have equally balanced good. You can't discount me. You can't not take me seriously, because even though I have the Oven Ho'egel, which would seem to be the worst of the worst, I have Kabbalah Satorah, and Kabbalah Satorah can offset that. So I'm just questioning, Lamaisa, the Kabbalah Satorah was first, the Teretz is, I have the schus of Kabbalah Satorah, and even after, see, it's not so posh.
What's wrong?
If the Kabbalah Satorah was after the Oven HaEgel, so then you could say implicit in that is some type of tshuva. I did the Egel, and now I'm a Kabbalah Satorah. So I want to change. So therefore, don't look at me as bad. But when I was mekabel the Torah, and then I do the egel after, that's the last word. The last word is I did the egel.
Good deeds never erased.
So what?
Good deeds never erased.
Okay, so but that's the point. I guess the point is that even though I did the egel after the Kabbalah Satorah, Abul Maisa, the schus of Kabbalah Satorah can counterbalance even the egel that I did.
Why are you saying that? No, this is getting a little bit over the topic, but maybe it's just saying that since I have crazy cool schusim, therefore all I got to do is tshuva, that I'm like Yiri Shlomo. Like, in other words, it's not like I don't have anything good. Like, if I get rid of the ego, then boom, bada bing, bada boom, I'm up there.
But Lamaisa, an ego after the Torah could really be interpreted as an under my eye. This Torah now, not me, I'm finished with that stuff.
Here's what it's being interpreted as.
What? Why not? That's the logical interpretation. It was Makabal the Torah, and then I gave it up. 40 days after I was Makabal the Torah, I did an Egel, and I gave it up. I mean, whatever that was, it wasn't Avodah Zorah for them, but on their level, there was something wrong. They were too dependent on Moshe Rabbeinu,
so
whatever it was.
You're saying that if you do tshuva, you're not like a Benini or...
No, but if you do tshuva, you do tshuva. But Fakir, this is not even tshuva. This is worse. This, in a sense, I'm doing tshuva on the Kabbalah Satorah. I'm rebelling against the Kabbalah Satorah. I had a Kabbalah Satorah. No, so wait a second. So wait, just one second. Terry says, you have to say, yeah, I think, let me float this by you and see what you say. L'chaira, what you have to say is as follows, that the Egel did not represent a repudiation of the Kabbalah Satorah. It did not represent a rejection of the Kabbalah Satorah. The Egel represented a weakness. The Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, and therefore they said, you know, Ish Moshe lo yoda me hoyoloi, and they wanted some type of a tangible leadership, and Aaron tried to stall them off, and then the Sultan made it into an Egel, and yes, they got behind it. The Erev Rav enticed them, but it was a localized, even though it was a tragic and terrible moment. It was the equivalent of Avodah Zorah, even though for them it was nowhere near to that, nowhere akin to that, nowhere, not even resembling it. Somebody I once heard from Rabbi Yafin, that the chatoim of the Ovois is as if we took what they did, we magnified it with a high-powered microscope, and the thing that it looks the most similar to is Avodah Zorah, is by the Achim Kino, is whatever it was, but it's in reality no resemblance, klalo klal. It's just when you magnify it by the highest magnification,
how did he know that?
Because he knew how great the Ovois were. So, and Mamela, anything we say about them, and not trying to say the Klal Yisrael did have a Zorah. The Dor Deah did have a Zorah. It's absurd.
Seems like Yaakov gets angry every other puzzle.
What? Yeah, Yaakov, you know, couldn't, because he had an anger management problem.
Moshe Rabbeinu had a Muna problem.
Moshe Rabbeinu, and Aaron together. Yad Lohem Antem Bilakti Sheini. It's a double portion. And there are people still today, that don't realize this, you hear? There are people still today that don't realize that all these chatoyim were takedakis. And every time they see the Meraglim called, the Ramban calls them Rishoyim Elu. So, the Ramban state, they're Rishoyim. Rishoyim, the Dor Deah was Rishoyim. The Pnei of the Dor Deah, they chose the leaders, the greatest people, they chose to be the Meraglim and say, oh, they're Rishoyim. Obviously, it means lafi God gadlusam uma remamusam, how great they were. Yachasit, they were considered. So I'm wondering if the pshat is over here. What? According to their greatness, that's the way we're considered Rishonim. But for them, but for if we were to look at them, we see the biggest tzaddikim that ever lived. That's the way you have to look at it. Anyway,
yeah, this doesn't really like promote so much like effort in religion, because like it's okay. My uncles have like great
answer.
Things going on for them, and like I can just be this black ugly person.
Well, no, I think to the contrary, the fact that these great people sinned, and the Torah tells us about their sins, that gives me this sense of hey. They were very great, but they were human.
But that's what he says. He just says, just look at my mice of Osai. Not that it's motivating.
How's that answer your question?
Just like it's an excuse of why I can be this ugly person.
Wait a second. Let's answer your question. What?
It was still Kabbalah there was still first. So
no, so I say the Pshat is like this: that this the ego was not a repudiation of Kabbalah Satorah. It wasn't a rejection of Kabbalah Satorah. It was a localized failing in the soil. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down. He was supposed to come down the next morning. They miscalculated and they panicked. And because of that panic, that overdependence on Moshe Rabbeinu, they became vulnerable to the influence of the Erev Rav, Eila Elohecha Yisroel, Asher Elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim, and they fell. But it wasn't in no way did they reject the Torah. Therefore, the schus of Kabbalah Satorah still remains with them. What?
So what are we supposed to take?
No. It's just say, oh, wait, we'll see. Well, let's say that's the same question. What?
Why are we telling this to the Umasola? Why are we telling this to the Umasola?
Oh, why do we always talk to the Umasola?
They're making fun of us.
Why?
One second.
Why do we always talk to the Umasola to tell us? I once thought, what?
We want to make Kiddush Hashem. We're the nation of Hashem.
No, I once thought, but I don't know, this is a little gedarshit, but I once had this thought that the pshat is that if the Umos HaOlam don't realize the godless of Klal Yisrael, it has an effect on us too. We're also affected by that. We're human. And if they think, look at this Klal Yisrael, they're a bunch of Rishoyim, so it's going to affect us too. So they say, hey, Umos HaOlam, you should know. No. You should know. You can have a seat if you want. Umos HaOlam, you should know that even though I'm shoyra ani in the Maise Egel, adayinova ani bekabola satira, and the Egel did not repudiate in any way the Kabbalah Satorah. I was using that word because it's a nice word. It didn't reject Kabbalah Satorah. It was just that we had an Asoyan. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't what? Negate, reject, okay.
Can I just ask you, just from the fact that Moshe went up to get the second set of Luchas, right? Meaning, you're saying that it ended off on a note of Egel, right? But wouldn't we say really it ended off on the next note? Moshe went to get the second set of Luchas.
You mean maybe he refers to the second Kabbalah, to the Luchas? Oh, that's interesting. That's not called Kabbalah Satoira. Kabbalah Satoira is when they said Nasir and Nishma. I don't think the Luchas per se. The Luchas was the Torah he gave. But they
still,
said
still
the Kabbalah was before he brought it.
Still something special to end off with.
I don't know. Maybe. It could be. Okay, it could be. I don't know. But I don't think so. That's not... What we refer to Kabbalah Satoira, refer to the Nasir and Nishma. that they're ready to be makabel, and then they were makabel, and then the luchos broke after the hegel, and then he. Let me just finish. It's going to be late. Please let me just finish. Well, let me just finish this. So with the one, if yesh be over the hegel, yesh be connected to the makabel, etc. The kerulos benoist rishalayim al shem she asido lasus metropolin lechulan. Oh, that's why you're here. He calls it benoist rishalayim because that's going to be the gathering place, the metropolis. Everyone's going to come here.
What is it?
It's eventually going to be all the Ummas are going to come to Yerushalayim. That's why he calls them Bnei Yerushalayim. He talks about their eventual.
The Goyim are going
to come. Yeah, everyone's going to come to Yerushalayim. She has Sidol Leosis Metropolin Lekulan, a gathering place, a metropolitan, a major city. Okay, fine. Now wait a second. I just want to say one thing. What's the Moshul and the Nimshul? Yeah, listen, Rabbi, said this is very important. Okay. Now, what does it mean? What's the moshul? The moshul is Rashi said. Okay, so what does it mean? And nova ani bechitu chevorim. I want to ask you a question. Is the nova b'masei avoisai a historic godless that I have, masei avoisai, or is nova ani b'masei avoisai bechitu chevorim? In other words, I'm black on the outside. My skin is black. I look terrible. The black is not beautiful. Okay. But, on the, I shouldn't say that so loud. Okay. Anyway, so, but lemaisa, nova ani b'chitu chevorim. What's chitu chevorim? Chitu chevorim is my bodily, the way my body looks, the body, bodily organs. That means, that's me, l'chayra. The marshal, in the marshal, it's not something in my past. It's what I am. Even though I'm black now, I still maintain the beauty underneath it. It's kalol his kabes. The blackness is like can be erased, like cleaned, can be undone, and I remain noe b'chitu chayvorim, which means that we look at zchus ovos not just as zchusim that we have from the past. We have the beauty of the ovos in us. Chazal say that the simonim of Bnei Avram Avinu are rachmonim by shonim goyim lechasod. We have those. They're there. If we don't see them sometimes, that's a different discussion.
Not midos.
What?
It's really like the past schusim that they have, not the midos.
No, I'm just saying it's the same idea. In other words, whatever they did had a hashpo on us, and we remain great with their greatness despite the fact. Now, listen to this. Hello. Just one more line, and then we're finished. That's very important. Why? Because one. Hello. One of the reasons, yeah? One of the reasons that we have trouble connecting with Hashem is we don't feel we're worthy. We don't feel we're Hashem. Me, I know what kind of shegetz I am. I do. I know what kind of shegetz I am. Hashem's going to love me. I could come and I could enter into a loving relationship with Him. Oh yeah, my father, my grandfather, my great grandfather, they were great people, but what am I? You've been a gornish of a gornish, a tilas v'lo ish, a low life. So what'd you say I am? Oh, okay. That's whatever I am, yeah? So Memela, I'm on such a low level that I can't have such a relationship. But over here we see like this, Nova ani b'chito chevorim. The godless of the ovoi still remains within me. The Kabbalah Satorah, it was not just they were Makabal Torah, and look at me favorably because 3,300 years ago, my ancestors were Makabal Torah. I am Noe today, Bechito Chayvorim, because of that Kabbalah Satorah.
I'm affected to show by about you.
What?
That's still not you, though.
It is me.
You're born with that.
Oh, but I am that. But I'm born with that godless.
Oh,
but don't
you
make. Don't
my
look.
My father's
at,
a millionaire. It's not cool that I'm rich.
No, it's not about millions, but because
the
millions
same
is nothing.
Thing.
No, millions
thing.
Are nothing. Because
I'm not beautiful. Because I'm beautiful. I'm beautiful.
I am
beautiful.
Look, excuse me. So on the look, no, it's not true. On the outside, I'm black, but inside, I have avo chesed, hatova, emes. All these midas, all this godless is all within me. So I am this giant of the previous generation, just blackened with a superficial ugliness that can be cleansed. That's a whole different person. If I'm such a person, I can hold my head high. If I tell the Umo Yisra'olam that I'm such a person, so they should also realize I shouldn't be influenced by the fact that they look down on me, because they should look up at me, because I, even though I have on the outside lost it and I've done Averis and I'm black on the surface, but inside I'm that same Galus Nova Ani B'chitocho Evorim to this very day with the Godless of the previous generation, which is still within me, reverberates within me.